8 years ago, an earthquake in northern Mexico set in motion a big change in how people think about the lowest reaches of the Colorado River. The quake destroyed irrigation canals, leaving farmers unable to use all of their water. So, Mexico began storing it in the U.S. And after a couple international agreements, the surplus temporarily flowed into the river's driest reaches. As part of our series, Curious Colorado, KUNC's Luke Runyon looks at whether that will ever happen again.
It was called the Pulse Flow, and it happened in 2014. That's when the last dam on the Colorado River at the Mexican border was lifted, and water spilled into the final 100 miles of the dry riverbed. Here's how NPR covered it.
Recently, Mexican and American officials agreed and decided to lift the Morelos Dam.
Between the U.S. and Mexico, water is flowing to the delta once again, temporarily.
The first time ever that water has been released to benefit the environment. It's called a pulse flow because it mimics a spring flood.
It was so intense, the Colorado River actually made it all the way to the Pacific Ocean for the first time in 20 years. Kids who'd never seen it in its natural channel splashed and played, birds returned, and trees and marshes greened up. But within a few months, it was dry again.
The pulse flow was in 2014, and we're, you know, almost 4 years after, and the community is trying to find ways to restore a portion of the river there because what they experienced during the pulse flow.
Francisco Zamora is the director of the Colorado River Delta Program at the Sonoran Institute in Tucson, Arizona. He had a role in making the pulse flow happen. So many of you might be wondering the same thing that listener Glenn Patterson asked us.
Are we likely to see more such pulse flows and perhaps more frequently or for a longer time? Thanks.
And that's exactly what Zamora and a group of environmentalists and scientists are now trying to figure out. A key consideration of any future releases is to apply what they found out from the first one. Jennifer Pitt is the Colorado River Program Director with the National Audubon Society. I caught up with her at a water conference in Las Vegas.
It enabled us to learn so much about how water moves through that ecosystem that we really had no way of knowing because there haven't been regular flows in that reach of the river for decades.
And here's the biggest takeaway. Because the delta is so dry and the water table so low, the vast majority, more than 90% of the pulse flow, just seeped into the sandy riverbed. It boosted the groundwater, but it didn't stay on the surface long enough to provide a huge benefit to the birds and people.
So with what we learned, we are now applying an approach to water deliveries that is trying to optimize the benefit we get for vegetation regrowth, for the birds, to keep the birds happy, and for people.
That new approach is one piece of a U.S.-Mexico agreement signed last fall. It calls for more water to be used specifically for environmental restoration in the Delta over the next 8 years. Pitt is a member of a panel tasked with divvying up the water. Going forward, she says, don't expect simulated floods. Releases will be more targeted and spread out over time.
But it doesn't mean that there won't be flows through the channel that reach the sea. They may not look exactly like the 2014 pulse flow did, but we have more water to work with under the new minute than we did under the last, and we're excited to see what we can do.
But Francisco Zamora is concerned about the decades of environmental degradation the Delta has already experienced. All of this would be a lot easier, he says, if there was just more water to go around. But the Colorado River is already overdrawn. Do you feel hopeful for the Colorado River Delta?
I do. Yes, I do. Despite the fact of, you know, the conditions in the basin, the climate and the water supply, I think what we have learned during the last 20 years gives me hope.
What's wrapped up in all of this, though, is a recognition between the two countries that rely on the Colorado River that they can do very little by themselves. Both the U.S. and Mexico will have to work together, and each will have to give something up in order to restore the river's driest areas. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.